people in Singapore started walking up to me and saying, "Hey, were you the Green Power Ranger?" Hi, my name is Jason Chan. You may also know me from a long time ago as the Green Ranger from Power Rangers Ninja Storm. As an immigrant family in Australia, there were really three choices. There was medical school, law school, or business school. We didn't know in those days that there were so many other things that you could do, really. When I got into medical school, I just thought my life in this role as a doctor is not going to be using any of my creativity, and that's when I decided I've got to go and pursue something else. Before graduating, I also auditioned for a host in this children's TV show called Playhouse Disney. And then straight after, I got the audition for Power Rangers. A lot of people said, "Don't do it, you'll be typecast. People may look down on you if you do this." Every boy wants to be a superhero. I don't think I'll ever get this opportunity again, let alone, you know, play a lead role in a TV show in America. I'm gonna take this. I just wanna be a superhero. So this is probably one of my proudest achievements, having a figurine. And look at this. That's supposed to be my face. I'm not so sure it's exactly like me, but it was pretty cool to see this for the first time in Toys R Us. I was 30 years old at the time, and they cast me as an 18-year-old, so I thought, they're definitely gonna cut me. So when I finally shot a scene in the suit, I went, "Oh, that's it, I finally became a Ranger," because they're not gonna take that back. They've gotta keep going now. This is a really old one. You can see it's all totally faded. That was the first time I donned the suit. How did I feel when I first put on the suit? I can tell you very simply, very hot. This is the suit, and believe it or not, we have to wear an undergarment, which involves pretty thick lycra that goes underneath, and that's on top of sort of underclothes as well, so you don't sweat into the suit. And then the real suit goes on top, so you have this mesh as your arms. I did take this for my son a few years ago, but it wasn't fitting well. Like, it was tight. It wasn't really until I went to Power Morphicon last year, when 1,000 people were lining up to meet you, that I realized this show has reach. Like, this is incredible. And this is from 20 years ago, you know. A couple of mothers came up to us and they said, and these are mothers of children who've had difficult childhoods, and they were in tears meeting us, and they said, "You don't know what this meant to our child. When we discovered Power Rangers, how our family bonded around the show every week, you have no idea what that meant to us, because it saved us, it saved our family."